well, Danny. Looking forward to another Donegal Senior Hurling Championship final. I suppose the group of players that you're with at the moment, you're quite used to this sort of occasion in the lead up to a big final, having been there in recent years, and of course now defending the title too, Danny.
Yeah, it's kind of, we're well accustomed to it at this stage, like, and I suppose a good thing. Like a lot of talent in the club too, which is, you know, it's kind of, things are good at the minute now, so looking forward now to Sunday or to Saturday and see how things go with it. Like.
Yeah, have you changed things much since last year within the Setanta setup?
Well, our manager's changed there, Paul Campbell. He stepped down last year, and so Paul had a lot of good years was there for the last, since 2007, like, so he put on a big shift, and then Gary McGetting took over from him then this year, so Gary's in his first year, like, so, you know, it's going good for him too, like, so hopefully he can continue that on Saturday night.
Yeah, and players-wise, everybody fitting well, Danny, at the moment as you go to another final?
Yeah, everyone's fit, just one or two wee niggles here and there going into, like, but hopefully we can get that cleared up now before Saturday and give us that one last push now too, like.
Yeah, and you don't mind having the tag of heavy favourites for this one, do you?
Look, there's always a way. Look, we know we're not going to get complacent, like, you know, with a strong team, but we know what unions are like too. Unions are a very strong side as well, like, and, you know, even last year, only with a goal before half time, you know, it kind of changed the game for them, like, so we know the challenge, like, is ahead of us, like, and even in the group stage, you know, like, there was nothing in the first half until they got a man sent off, so look, it's going to be a tough battle for us, like, and just hopefully we can perform, and if we perform, hopefully we can get the result then. Yeah. Like,
do you see St Unions then as maybe a bigger threat this time round?
Oh, they would be, like, you know, because in fairness to them now, they're like a growing team, like, you know, over the last number of years, that every year they're improving, like, and, you know, they always have a very strong underage, and that's starting to see true now to their senior team, like, and, you know, so they are the common team in Donegal, like, and it's just a matter of when they do want it, like, you know, and just, for us, like, you know, we're probably on the other side of 30, like, but, you know, we're just kind of, hopefully we can get a few more out of us at this stage, like, and, but in fairness, now unions, they are the common side, like.
Yeah, you mentioned about the goals that won the games last year. Is that going to be a similar case this year? And will you need them early as well to sort of keep the Letterkenny boys at bay, Danny?
Look, here, in the days, everyone knows the goals won games, like, but, you know, it's just a matter of making sure you take the opportunities when they come, like, because, you know, sometimes they might not rise at all, like, and you just have to be complacent or just have to be confident to take your scores, like, you know, in a way, just keeping the scoreboard ticking over. But, look, whatever happens, you know, Unions are the same. There's a lot of good threats in there with Kevin Keeley and Conor O'Grady. You know, they've really been getting the goals now for them recently too. So, look, it's just one of those things, like, we'll just have to see what happens on the day itself.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, well, you have your threats as well. Obviously, Jared Gilmore, Declan Coulter, David Flynn, yourself, just to name a few. And you were all required in the semi-final against Burt. You came through that last four encounter. Now, you did have, what, was it about 10 points to spare in the end? But maybe was the game a wee bit tighter than the scoreline had suggested, Danny?
Well, definitely. Now, in the first half, you know, Burt kind of gave us all they want, like, and they came out, so they're well-organised and they're well-drilled, like, and, you know, I suppose it's only, we kind of had 4 or 5 points just before half-time, and it kind of put a bit of a gap between us, like, and then we kind of had a purple patch then just after half-time too, like, and we got a couple of goals too, which kind of really put us in front. But in terms of Burt, then they came back and they, you know, put in a big shift in the last 15. But then, you know, for in terms of Unions, the Unions will be expecting a lot stronger side or a lot more season, because in fairness, the Burt are in transition, you know, so whereas Unions have this team now for the last 5 years, so they'll be kind of a more season side, like, and probably will definitely be a tougher challenge now.
Yeah, were you surprised that St Unions came through against Buncrana? Because everybody was tipping a Setanta Buncrana final at the start of the year, but the boys from Letterkenny stepped up in their last game against Buncrana, so they did.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not really surprised, to be honest, because I just, you know, in fairness, Buncrana are a very young side too, you know, and it's, you know, they're making big waves, and especially in the last couple of years, and, you know, it's, you can see that from the results this year, like, you know, they had 3-1 in the first three games, like, but then, you know, when it comes to the kind of knockout stages then, like, it is an experience, does carry a lot, like, and Unions do have that, like, because now they're playing in their third final in, what, is it 4 years, like, so, you know, it's, they are a side that actually, while they are balding, like, but they are a season two when you can look at it, like.
Yeah. How many titles have you won now with Setanta at this stage, Danny?
I've won 4, so now that's been, hopefully we're going for our stuff now and on Saturday now, so.
Yeah. And there's a lot of players within that squad will be going for their fifth as well, because they've been around for a few years, haven't they?
4 or 5, I'd say, been there, because the last time we won 2 in 07 and 08, so yeah. Myself and Kevin were involved, and Martin Bunner and Simon McManaman now, but other than that, then I think that most of them are youngish enough or new to the club. Like,
yeah, and just finally, you have, of course, you're going for back-to-back titles, having won it last year. Do you feel Setanta have improved on how they've been playing their hurling from last year? Have you stepped up, have you?
It's hard to judge, you know, that way, because, like, you know, progression, like, it's kind of, people just see it in titles and all. But in fairness now, you know, that we have a very good season, training's going well, but, you know, people only judge you in what you won. So, like, if we don't win on Saturday, they'll be saying we've gone back a level. If we won on Saturday, they'll be saying it was expected, or, you know, I can't wait. But, look, we're just kind of plugging away our own wee thing. Look, training's been going good for us. We had a good year, especially in the year I was in it, like, with COVID, like, you know, and boys really committed, like, so in terms of that, we had a very good year. But look, if we can get the one on Saturday, then it's just really putting the cherry on top of it, like, so. Yeah.